Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Again, a word of congratulations to the moms and grandmoms and godmothers in our congregation today. We ask God's blessing upon you and all of us who have moms that are gone. We ask God's eternal rest for them as well. My reflections today are directed to you who are, like myself, the middle-aged and senior citizen crowd. That's 50 and above. And if you young people under 50 would like to listen, you're most welcome to as well, but I think it's a little more directed to us oldsters. First, I do want to say a little word in basis on that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles that told us about the beginnings of the ministry of diaconate. Say a public word of thanks to Deacon Barry Midwood and Deacon Jim McAvoy for their very generous pastoral service to us all year long here at St. Elizabeth. Many of you will recall with me prayerfully today Deacon Rick Fremont, who passed away a number of years ago, who served our parish community, and Deacon Jim Bogdan, who was our DRE for a number of years, and he is still exercising his diaconate ministry down at St. Joseph in Downingtown. I'm happy to say we have three parishioners in formation for permanent diaconate. Kevin Mead and John Hess will be ordained next June, not this June, and Tim Murphy is right up the alley behind them. So ask God's blessings and thanks for all of those who serve in the ministry of deacon throughout the church. But for those of you who are over 50, I had a rather eerie experience a couple weeks ago. I was at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery out in Springfield doing a graveside service. I had been there for a while. So I thought, well, after the prayer service, I'll go. A lot of my family's buried there. So I went over to this first section, and in the grave, I saw my dad and my mom, my brother, and my second oldest sister. So I drove up to the next section. I saw my oldest sister and her husband's grave. Went around the corner to a third section and saw my third sister and a spot for her son who's not yet gone. But on the way out, right by the gate where the little chapel building is, there's a section they call the priest circle. So I stopped in there, and I saw a couple of my friends, and I said, well, so I got a grave right next to them. I thought, wow, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I'm thinking, there's a place for me right here already? Scary. It's eerie. It seems to me that as we get older, when we face our own mortality, especially when we lose a lot of our loved ones, that Easter Alleluia we sing for 5 weeks now kind of gets a big question mark in front of it. Like Thomas and Philip in today's gospel and the other disciples, sometimes you sit there and you say, did Jesus really rise from the dead? Is Jesus really going to prepare a place for us in eternal life? Is there even an afterlife? And despite our faith proclamations, inside our hearts we get those kind of rumblings of uncertainty and doubt and uncertain security. What really do we proclaim in our faith? Any given Sunday, among those who are gathering with us, are people young and old alike, not even sure they believe in God right now. People whose lives are so heavily burdened that what they expected of God has been very disappointing. People like me getting a little older, looking to the end of the line and saying, well, is there anything there? It's great that we come to profess our faith together, but we need to recognize that not all of us are so confident in our faith any given day. Faith is a struggle. It's difficult. It's hard to believe, like it was for Thomas and Peter and Andrew and James and John, Philip. We, disciples of Jesus today, are like them. So what I ask you to do, young and old alike today, is simply say a prayer for one another and for all those who go by the name Christian, that as the Easter season comes to a close, as we celebrate Ascension and Pentecost, those great feasts, that God would really deepen our faith in the reality of the resurrection. That Jesus was totally honest and accurate when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone who believes in me will not die, but will live forever. We say it over and over. But sometimes we need to have it filter in and heal the doubts and uncertainties that can weigh upon our hearts. Even in the midst of those doubts, even when we're not absolutely sure, we are bold enough to proclaim that Christ is risen from the dead, and in him, we hope to share that resurrected life. Pray for one another. Pray for me, especially as we age, to continue to believe and believe deeply.